In today's episode, I'm going to break down the experience of publishing a newspaper online because of the COVID-19 stay-at-home orders. Plus, we'll talk to a special guest about the art of creating online puzzles. You're listening to the Todai Service Podcast. Everyone, and welcome back to the Todai Service Podcast. My name is Adam Fosley, and I am your host. Before we get into today's episode, please make sure to subscribe to the Todai Service Podcast so that you never miss a Monday morning episode. I also want to share that the exciting news that Todai Service has relaunched as a simple and completely free tech insight delivery service. What does this mean? Well, users who sign up for Todai Service will receive 2 weekly emails containing tech tips, app suggestions, tutorials, and videos for their Apple device. Plus, of course, this week's podcast episode. We also offer free tech support for Apple devices, Zoom, and Google programs, and provide various workshops and help sessions for free. You can sign up for free at todaiservice.com today or email us at hellotodaiservice@gmail.com to get started. Our partner for this episode is Dictionary 6 Crosswords, which is a free crosswords website that was recently started during the COVID-19 pandemic. I will also be talking to the creator of the website later in the episode, and I'll make sure to link the website in the description. And make sure to check out my interviews with journalist Jerry Beagle on newspapers in the digital world and with Taylor Grand about learning from home. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts, including on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Stitcher, and more. All right, so today we are talking about running a newspaper online, which is what I helped do for the past few months after closures started being announced due to COVID-19. So just to set up a little timeline, at the end of March, March 13th was the last day that San Francisco schools were in session. And then March 16th was the sort of the first day of the closure. And so we originally thought after the school was just going to be closed for a few weeks, which was planned that we would just postpone and then come back. But we ended up realizing that we would need to do this virtually for a while. And so we ended up doing it all on Google Docs. And then we were able to translate that to our website and just pick up from where we left off online. So we took everything digital and began to plan for long-term publishing on our website. And it worked out really well. We didn't really know, and we refers to a team of about 10 people publishing a monthly newspaper and weekly newsletter. But we didn't really know how readership would be affected by going digital with our editions. I was actually surprised by the fact that we still got a fairly good number of readers for the few digital editions and weekly newsletters we did online. Another perspective that I look at it from is that even if the reader doesn't have the same experience with a digital edition versus a paper edition, they still have come to our website, which acts as a blog for all of our articles and content. All this is something that a lot of websites struggle with, is getting that traffic to their website. But when there was this incentive, this promised and what seemed to me as special PDF was something so simple, yet the reader would still want to come to the website. When you get our monthly editions and then see they're still available just by clicking a link, the reader may come back having read all of our previous print editions. And that's where we can make that the connection. The more people you have going through the website to access the content, whether that's a digital newspaper, video, or something else, the more people who discover the world that is your website. That's why it is so important and almost powerful to have a digital tool or digital option, and even better, a free one, during the quarantine experience. And I think that we were able to learn to leverage the resources available to thrive in terms of our online editions. When you have everyone on their devices a lot more, you can get the word out with technology more. A lot of the process is succeeding with the fully online newspaper. Had to do with using the tools out there to spread the information, and that was made so much easier by the quick transition to our lives being based really around connection through technology. So it all sort of fell into place. I want to get into the remote team working aspect as well, which I think was a point of success. We got going on Zoom after a few weeks, and that was when it became more apparent that the online newspaper format was going to have to be a long-term solution. And we also realized that we couldn't operate just through emails. And suddenly we were more productive and efficient with our publication. It's hard for me to pinpoint why that is, but that's really how it happened. I don't know if it was the increased access and frequency of our use of technology or what, but it really helped. I'd like to bring up something on a slightly unrelated note, though. There are a lot of mixed opinions regarding whether virtual meetings are effective. So I want to let you know that we are going to dive into remote work in an upcoming episode. But I would have to say that different strategies for working from home vary by team. And for me, Zoom meetings worked well, but it may not be the same for you. I have seen in other podcasts and read other things that say that Zoom meetings are awkward and aren't efficient for everyone to be on one of them, and that you're having so many. And we want to not really just perfectly encourage that, but, you know, Zoom meetings was just what was effective for us. Okay, now the fun part. I'm going to play back a lightning-fast interview I did with Paul Vong a few weeks ago. He started the Dictionary 6 crossword website, and I got the chance to talk to him about what it's like to make these digital puzzles. And they are very good and complex and fun to solve, by the way. We've done a bunch of them. And what I also want to quickly elaborate on is that I learned there is a huge community of crossword makers and solvers out there. Twitch live streams, on Twitter, everywhere you can think of. People are streaming crossword playing and joining crossword communities all the time. Now for the interview.
Is there a large community of online puzzle creators?
Yes.
How large?
I'd say there's a lot of crossword blogs online, and I can't specify how much there is, because like every day there's always like a new blog coming out.
Right, and there's a lot of live streams too?
Yep.
Okay. Is it difficult to create puzzles online, or is it rather straightforward?
Well, it depends on your level. So if you just started making puzzles, it's going to be a lot harder than I am right now. And if it is hard, then there's the software you get just has like instructions on how to use it. So it's pretty easy.
Right, right. How do you share your crosswords with others online?
I put my puzzles in the Puzzle Me and then put them onto my blog.
Okay. What are some of the best places to play or make crosswords online for beginners?
I would have to say start with some like the mini art crosswords like Daily Beast, the NYT Mini, the Atlantic, and the Los Angeles Times Mini.
Those are free?
Yeah. And after you master those, you should be able to master the much harder ones.
What attracted you to crosswords in general?
I just felt like they're actually kind of fun. So I was like, hey, this is a much better way to help your brain and stuff. So I was just like,
yeah. And then you wanted to make them too. After that, you decided to make them?
Yep.
Cool.
I also asked Paul if it was easier to make these crosswords online or on paper. And he said, online, because it is much easier online, as it already installs a bunch of online dictionaries, which you can use, and it already has a bunch of words. Essentially, you can take the words you play in Scrabble, plug them in, and use it in a crossword. So there you have it. Make sure that you check back soon for more episodes, and go to todaiservice.com today to sign up for our mailing list, and join our upcoming workshops and tech sessions. and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We can be reached at hellotoadeyeservice@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.